exposing government corruption, defending our suspended constitution, demanding the rights of we the people, broadcasting the truth, the puppet media dare not report. Long live liberty and death to the new world order. Prepare yourself. This is the alternative media.
Hello and welcome to the Alternative Media. This is your Saturday broadcast where we discuss current events, politics, the disinformation, lies, deceit, and propaganda, the mainstream corporate-owned puppet media, and the fact that the federal government of the United States no longer has any resemblance whatsoever of representation of we the people. It is Saturday, August 27th, 2016. We're in hour three of the broadcast. We've got some new phone numbers. If you'd like to call in, 512-716-1603. Or 512-716-1883, or 512-716-1897. I am joined by Doc Green, Raging Elephant Radio, 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. Central Time. And you can check it out, The Amazing Doc Green Show. We were talking about illegal immigration, and you know, when you take into the effect an account for the burden that it places on schools, of course, the prison population, the crime that comes from it. I mean, it is just astounding. I did a story a couple of weeks ago where some schools in Tennessee had 120 different languages spoken in their schools, which, I mean, I was just reading the report. That blew my mind. But, I mean, this madness has to be stopped. And I really think perhaps Donald Trump's his whole juggernaut campaign came from the fact that he said what everyone had been thinking for a long time. We've got to secure the southern border and build a wall. And it's not racist. It's just common sense. It doesn't really matter to me what race is invading us. Our problems in America is not that we're underpopulated, and it's amazed me how many people on both sides of the aisle, Republicans, Democrats, have proven themselves to be so soft you know, they want to promote amnesty, they want to continue the destruction of this country, and I don't think it's racist or mean or mean-spirited to say that we would deport all of the people that's here illegally, period. Just they would have to go back. And you're right, if you take out the incentives, all of the incentives, there's a variety, they would stop coming here. You remember when like the children were all simultaneously had this epiphany and they were all coming to America? They were on the death train. The media called it. The media never went and interviewed any of these children that were just you know, traveling alone, going north to America, and it defies common sense, really. But yet here we are, and even I'm in rural North Carolina, Doc, and when I go in my Walmart, if I just woke up from a coma and someone said I was in Mexico City, I'd believe it. I would believe. That's how much it's changed out here in the middle of nowhere in North Carolina. So I think if we don't stop this demographic change in this society, the white race is going to be a minority, and I think that'll be a very ugly place to raise your children and grandchildren. Your thoughts on that?
Well, I absolutely agree with you. The point is that America is a sovereign country. If you don't think defending your borders is important, you should consult with the ghost of Geronimo. He would have some real ideas about how important it is to defend your borders. And Dr. Michael Savage, one of my favorite people, he said, borders, language, and culture define a nation. Take away any of those three, and what you have is not a nation. It's something else. But right now, we are not defending our borders. And this is why we're having this big event on September 3rd in Austin, because our governor is not defending our borders. And it's a simple situation where he could defend the border. He's got the Texas National Guard, nearly 25,000 members. We've got independent private militias that according to the Constitution should be called up in the event of an invasion. A lot of people don't know that. I mean, even the Second Amendment recognizes the importance of the militia because it says a well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, the right to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. So all of these things taken into account, our governor should close the border. He could close the border. But what we live in Texas, and probably to a lesser degree in your state, is simply this. The house is on fire. The governor has called the fire department, that would be the feds, and they have said, we're not coming. So do you let the house burn down, or do you put out the fire?
Absolutely. And I've wondered so many times. I mean, if I was governor, you could rest assured that we're going to secure our border ourselves, and we won't worry about calling anyone else. But these states don't do it. Let's go to the phones. We've got Mike in Colorado, then Wayne in Texas coming up. Mike, how you doing tonight, sir?
Hey, Farron. Hey, Doc. How are you gentlemen tonight?
Very good.
Good. So, you know, I always appreciate your broadcast, and I appreciate your guest and what he's trying to do. And when I listen to all this, for me, it comes down to the individual learning the proper history, proper constitution, and then taking the responsibility to act accordingly. And I think if any of your listeners out there are still signing a 1040 form, they're not acting accordingly. And if any of your listeners are applying for a concealed carry permit, they're not acting accordingly. It's time for us to stand on the Constitution in its purest form, and their rules and their regulations be damned.
Well, I agree with you. And one of the things I'd like to encourage everyone to do, and that is to go to Amazon.com and buy a copy of the book, We Defy. It's got the French Cross of Lorraine on the cover, but it's a fabulous read. It's a quick read. I read it in about 4 hours. And there is a really interesting concept in there as to how we can starve the beast. And let me just say this. I have proven that the concept works. And that's all I'll say about that. But the book We Defy by Captain Tommy Attaway, it's a fabulous book. And I always tell everybody, you buy that book and it's not as good as I say it is, I'll buy it back from you for whatever you paid for it.
Wow, that's interesting. I'll have to check that out, because I am all for pouring sand into the gears of this machine at any and all avenues. I mean, there's so many people now, and I know my listeners could criticize me because I've said, you know, there's no mass awakening. I've said that in the past, but right now I feel a little different, because just like Hillary Clinton speaking about the alt-right, there is a lot. David Duke is bringing a lot of attention to himself and to the movement that supports white people's rights. And so I think this election cycle, more people are involved, they're engaged, they're concerned than I've probably ever seen in my life. And I would love to see Texas successfully secede and thumb their nose at the federal government, and then in hopes that other states would have the courage to do so. Is all the groups now, you're talking about the groups coming together next Saturday, is all the groups now kind of put whatever their petty differences aside and they're working together? And I'll turn it back to you, Mike, after he answers that. Go ahead, Doc.
Yes, that is what we're hoping, is that all of these, I believe that all of us now have realized we're working for the same thing. Let's quit fighting with each other and let's achieve our goal. And Ronald Reagan, I think, said it best. He said, it's amazing what can be accomplished when you don't care who gets the credit for it. And so that's what we're trying to do here in Texas. And, of course, freedomtexas.org is one of my favorite groups. Republic of Texas is the other group, and the Texas Nationalist Movement is yet the third group. And you can find any of these on the Internet and see what they're doing, how they differ, but why we're all working toward the same goal.
Mike, anything else you'd like to add?
Well, yeah, a little bit. Texas is already a sovereign nation. They don't need to declare to anybody. They already exist as a sovereign nation within the Constitution.
Here.
All they have to do is act accordingly. And that's where I say taking responsibility as an individual and as a state, we need to not comply. You guys are a sovereign nation already. So is Colorado. So are all the rest of them. And if we capitulate to any of their stuff, and when the governor wants to mandate this or do that, we as individuals have to say no, because Texas is a nation of individuals. So these individuals who don't understand this, those are the ones we need to reach.
Indeed, you kind of hit on something there. First of all, when the Constitution was written, when this nation was formed, the words nation and the word state were interchangeable. And effectively, when this was created, it could have been called the United Nations. Hate to use that phrase, but the fact of the matter is, every state was supposed to be a sovereign nation. And we're just creating a unified front to the world. But the other dirty little secret is, and you kind of hit on this just now, is the fact that every state of the Union has the right to secede from the Union, not just Texas.
You know, after the Civil War, they put it in the North Carolina Constitution that we don't have the right to secede.
Well, you can't.
They forced us to write it in. I know we could, but they forced us to write that in to the North Carolina Constitution. I found that amazing when I first read it. And you're 100% right. You're a dead on, and so is Mike. But let me ask you this, Doc: What is the process that you foresee or you would recommend, so to speak, that Texas would have to go through to secede? Would it have to go through the state legislature? Or what would be the process that for this to unfold and to advance?
Well, let's say that we lived in a static world where nothing was going to really change. Then the process would be to get individuals elected to office in Texas in the state house that would support Texas secession. So that's the long-term goal, and that's where Texas nationalists are really working toward the TNM. On the other hand, let's suppose that we do have a major catastrophe. Let's suppose Hillary Clinton does get elected. Let's suppose that after she gets elected, the economy crashes, because we all know the United States actually has $122 trillion in unfunded mandates. There's not enough money in the world to pay that debt. So the dollar crashes. Well, at that point, guess what? Everybody's food stamps, their Lone Star card, that's what we call it down in Texas, they go to the store to buy something, and that card says, you don't have any money. Well, all of a sudden, these people that have had these entitlements are going to have a problem, and the man's going to go home, and mama's going to say, you get out of this house and don't come back till you got food. Well, all hell's going to break loose then, so that's another possibility. At that point, Texas may be forced to secede in order to save Texas. And, by the way, it wouldn't just be Texas at that point. But those are the two most likely things that I see on the horizon. But I love the book We Defy, because in that book, there is a scenario that would work anywhere in the United States that would move you down the road to secession, and it would do it peacefully.
Interesting. Mike?
One more quick thing. I'm going to check out that book. Thanks for that, Doc. But I think when we get really serious about our own sovereignty and our own community sovereignty, we march down to the BLM office. We tell them, thank you, you're dismissed. Get out of my state. Go back to D.C. or become part of my state and live as a Texas citizen or a Colorado citizen. We have to change the minds of these people who are working for the dark side.
Interesting.
I completely agree with you. Of course, my son was recently called in by the FBI for his Facebook post, and this follows being called in by the Secret Service for his Facebook post. And they actually brought in a profiler to interview him, and we had to get a really expensive lawyer out of Austin to be there on that interview. Now, everything has been dismissed at this point, But you see, the federal government is working by intimidation and trying to make everyone's life a living hell if they dare to stand up against this government. Now, I joined a militia 2 years ago, and we go out and we train every month because we are trying to prepare for what we foresee happening. But more people need to be like Mike and start thinking of themselves in the way that he does as a sovereign citizen, and I commend you.
Hey, thank you, sir, and good for you, and God bless your son. I hope it all works out. When they try to intimidate us because there's more of us, we need to intimidate them back twice-fold. Keep up the good work, Baron. Keep up the good work, Doc, and we'll talk to you later.
Hey, thank you so much, Mike. Thank you so much. Always enjoy your call. I'm going to give out these numbers again since we do have new numbers tonight. 512-716-1603, 512-716-1863, and 512-716-1897. Let's go to Wayne in Texas. Wayne, thanks for holding. What's on your mind?
Yeah, hi, guys. Good discussion tonight as usual. And I wanted to hark back to what Doc said about the self-deporting of these illegals. And I think it can be even more basic than a wall or some of the other stuff about apartments. All we really have to do is cut off some of the housing benefits they get, food stamps, medical, and, you know, because if they can't support themselves, you know, then there's no chance they can stay here. And that'll send a lot of them back right away. And I think there was a precedent back in Oklahoma a few years ago where they cut off some sort of services to illegals up there. And from what I understand, there was a flood of them out of there towards Texas and in other areas. And the one interesting statistic this week that popped out during Ann Coulter being on Hannity, and I'm not a real big fan of hers, but she does speak the truth once in a while, and she talked about these $30,000 EITC checks that illegals can get because they can claim all these dependents in Mexico and other places, probably cousins, nieces, whatever. And, you know, I've heard that they range from $10,000 to $20,000. They must have got a pay raise here in the last year or two. But when they can get this kind of money, you know, they're not going to, the wall's not going to stop them. But I think if we can cut the benefits off, cut this snake off at the head, I think we have a much better chance. And I don't think there's enough discussion on that because you see them driving their Tahoes, their Escalades, and everything else. They're not going anywhere. They think they've been handed a middle-class existence here. And until that gets cut off, they're really not going to go anywhere. And I really believe that needs to be discussed more. And speaking of the Hannity thing, during this town hall this week, and Doc, you probably heard this too, where in Texas from 2008 to 2014, there were over 600,000 crimes committed against Texans by illegal aliens. And Rick Perry, in his own words, talked about the fact out of that 3,000 people have been killed in various ways by illegals. So here we've had our own mini 9/11 down here, and hardly anybody talks about that aspect of it. And to me, it's reprehensible that we have a news media that you know, glosses over this stuff and looks to everything else to keep our focus shifted. But again, I just think the facts are out there, but we have to keep pumping away in the media and everywhere we can to get people really, you know, thinking about what needs to be happened here.
What part of Texas are you in, Wayne?
North Texas area.
Okay, great. Well, I was up in Decatur speaking on Thursday night, and of course, these are some of the issues we talked about. You're right, the news media is not covering it. That's why the amazing Doc Green Show exists. That's why Raging Elephants Radio exists. And that's why I'm grateful to Farron for putting us on tonight. But nobody's talking about this. Rick Perry was not part of the solution. He was part of the problem. There's a great organization called StopTheMagnets.org, headed by Liz Tice, and this has been one of her big issues, and it's founded in Houston, Texas, because she recognizes, just like Wayne does, that it's the magnets that are drawing these people here. And yes, I happen to have had a situation in my old house where I had three families from south of the border that had moved in there. There's like 17 people in this tiny little house with three bedrooms. But you see, it was the nicest house they had ever lived in.
Sure.
And they had trucks parked.
that thought for me, gentlemen. We'll be back after the break. I've got Wayne in Texas and Doc Green. You're listening to the Alternative Media. Back in moments.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
We are back on the Alternative Media. Baron in the studio, joined by Doc Green, and we got Wayne in Texas. Go ahead, Doc. The break kind of interrupted your train of thought. You were talking about the house that you had in response to Wayne. And hang on for me, Wayne. I've got a question I'm going to pose to both of you guys here in just a second. Go ahead, Doc.
Well, the house next to me, there were three families from south of the border living in that house. And there's like 17 people living in a 1,500-square-foot house. And yet they loved it because it was the finest house they had ever lived in. It actually had hot running water. They'd never experienced that before. And they had trucks in their driveway with wheels that cost more than my house. It was just amazing to see. But that's what happens when you've got a very, very low cost of living. You've got all of these people sharing a single house payment. That gives them a lot of disposable income. And this is why we're having the illegal immigration problem that we have. And it's got to be stopped. We're Americans. This is America. This is sovereign soil. And we don't owe anyone anything. Nobody has a right to come to America. It's a privilege. And we should keep that privilege available only to those people who have skills that we need.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we're taking in the most the unskilled. I think Trump has nailed it, and it's got a ripple effect of problems all the way through society, and financial is one of them, as far as, you know, with regards to your schools and your tax base. I wanted to pose this to both of you, to Wayne and to Doc. When you look at the federal government of the United States, and they absolutely won't enforce any of the immigration laws. I mean, we saw what they did to Arizona for just trying to pass laws where the police could ask if you were a citizen, and you know, the federal government just fought that tooth and nail. When you see the federal government's attitude that they promote mass invasion of America, and then simultaneously we see what's happening with regards to Germany and Europe, simultaneously this is happening. What do you make of that? What do you make of this phenomenon? Sudden? Well, it's not really sudden in America, but it's become rather sudden in the European nations to change the demographics drastically. What do you make of that? Who do you lay the blame on, or what do you think is the reasoning behind this?
Well, in my mind, you know, this is Wayne. I'll just make a quick comment so Doc can also. But I've been saying for quite a while, we're in the middle of a demographic war being waged against primarily white majority countries, and that is Europe, United States. Canada's probably having different issues with some of the Asian influence coming in. But it's a demographic war. It's being propped up by all the benefits these people get. The term a lot of illegals use is Reconquista. It's been around for quite some time. And if you look at what they've done in California, and Doc, you've probably seen this, we have a lot of California refugees now. People are fleeing California, like left and right, heading for Texas. And I've talked to several myself, and they know that Texas is probably the last best way to try to keep some semblance of a decent life in America, because some of these other places will be hellholes, like Florida, like California, the east parts of the East Coast, and everything else. But we do know Houston has its problems, San Antonio, and parts of Dallas with gangs, the heroin, drug dealing, and everything else. So, you know, again, it's part of the war being waged against us. We've been too asleep for too long, like you said, Farron. And I just think, again, we just need to be very vocal on getting these facts out about what's going on with illegals and, you know, all the benefits they get, plus the crime. Ohio right now has a heroin problem in every county, according to a story on 60 Minutes. And the guy came out and said, Mexican drug gangs. So, you know, there you go. That's one of the other imports that people aren't talking about. So that's my two cents on it.
Well, I certainly am aware of all the things you just mentioned. I believe that the powers that be in Europe, basically seven families that run Europe and essentially a large part of the world, I believe it is their goal to impoverish America to the point that we have become essentially a slave worker state, and we don't have a voice in the world anymore. And that's why they're exporting Muslims to every major civilized society in order to destroy that civilization. And it just boggles the mind that they're doing this, but what other motivation could there be? And I'm open to any other ideas.
Well, I think you're hitting the head, the nail right on the head. But we're coming up on a break. We'll have a long segment on the other side. Ronnie is up next from North Carolina. You're listening to Joe.
Thanks, Fern.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system, The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at numanarepublic.com. That's NUMANARepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
IRA and 401k account holders, are you crossing your fingers for the stock market to continue its bull run? Or hoping for a miracle to pay off our $19 trillion national debt? American Bullion wants you to think for a moment. If we go through another significant stock market correction and things begin to unravel, you could suffer some serious losses. On the other hand, gold is a proven long-term asset that could hedge and protect your retirement accounts from getting washed away. Call American Bullion now and let them show you how easy it is to transfer your existing IRA or roll over your 401k into a gold IRA. American Bullion has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and is a leader in gold IRAs. With just one call, their experts can explain everything there is to know and get you started with a free gold IRA guide. Call 1-800-545-2525. Save your retirement. Call American Bullion now at 1-800-545-2525. That's 1-800-545-2525.
And we're back on the alternative media. This is the last long segment of the broadcast tonight, and we've got some different call-in numbers. If you'd like to call in, talk to Doc quickly, call 512-716-1603. 512-716-1883 or 512-716-1897. Thanks for that phone call, Wayne in Texas. Very interesting. We're going to go to Ronnie in North Carolina. Ronnie, how you doing tonight? What's on your mind?
Good evening, gentlemen. Thank you for taking my call, Farron. It's nothing like a Saturday night with you to learn something new every time. I just got a question for y'all, especially on the immigration, something I don't understand. Mid-70s to the late 70s, when I was in Boston, I was managing a restaurant. I worked for an Asian family, and, of course, all of our help was Asian. I was the only white woman there. And I had a lot of respect, but if you were connected in the restaurant business or bar business, you would get a call from local authorities letting you know that NIS was coming. You go in the kitchen, you take a checkbook, and you would write whoever didn't have a green card, not that you knew, you would just yell, who has a green card, English or not, they would understand and hold it out, take it out of their pocket. If they did not, they stood in line, they got a check, wrote, and they ran, grabbed their jacket, and they went home. It seemed in about a week when it was safe to come back. They took them right to the airport. They would deport them. I come from Boston to a town not too far from where you are in North Carolina, 1982. I went from restaurants to managing a horse farm. And more or less the same thing, but this was with Latinos. And a lot of them didn't speak English. Once again, you see green card, they take it out of their pocket. Not being as connected, you never knew when the officials were coming. They would come to the chicken farms, they came to the horse farms, they came to the dairy farms, they went to the picking fields. They showed them right on on TV at Raleigh-Durham Airport in shackles, and they put them on a plane and send them home. So what is wrong? Is it the politically correctness of us now? You don't hear about it anymore. You don't see it anymore. But I know a lot of the older folk that work the factories around here. They tell you.
Well, I know the biggest problem we have in Texas is the fact that when the immigrants, the illegal aliens come across the water, now the first thing they do is find a Border Patrol agent and just ask them which way to the free stuff. This is the problem. We're not enforcing the law anymore. We're encouraging these people to come here. And down in Dilley, Texas, we have a wonderful facility run by a private prison corporation where they house nearly 2,000 illegal aliens in basically a luxury resort. We're not even trying to enforce immigration laws, and I believe that this is a deliberate attempt to destroy the United States. And unfortunately, even the Republicans in Congress are complicit in this.
Amen.
Well, I agree totally with you, sir. I'm not a prejudiced person. I take everybody for the way they are as a person and not the color, the race, or anything else. But this is getting absolutely ridiculous. And tonight, Trump was on with Hannity. I know a lot of people don't like Hannity, but it was really a good speech. They had six mothers there. I think from 2002 to last year, when each one of them lost a child to an illegal immigrant that had been deported more than once, that had charges as long as your arm, but they were still here, or they came back, and they took somebody's life.
Maria Espinosa with the Stolen Lives Project is a personal friend of mine. And Dan Govach is one of my neighbors. His son was shot to death at a red light while he was stopped in his truck at a red light, shot to death by an illegal alien who had been deported four times. And on that particular night, he killed two other people besides Spencer Govach. This is a real problem. But once again, we're not enforcing the law, and the governor of Texas is turning a blind eye to this as well.
That's a shame, because they had his mother on this evening, and she was very impressive.
It looks like there would be some recourse, but the politicians would have to be held accountable as an accessory before the fact when they won't enforce our borders, and then people come in repeatedly and murder the citizens. I mean, it just, you would think that this in itself, besides all the rest of the insanity, like you pointed out with the $122 trillion of unfunded liabilities, just this in itself would have the American people lighting the torches and sharpening the pitchforks. You know, I don't know how much the people are willing to choke down in this country, but it's a lot more than I'm willing to, and a lot more than I ever expected them to do.
Well,
I'm tired of it, gentlemen.
We go back to that old thing by Juvenal, which I think was about 200 A.D., where he said, bread and circuses. As long as you have bread and circuses, the people are mollified. And so we're dealing with that. And then we've got the problem with the Congress, who have abdicated their authority. So I ask everybody this question. Once you realize that you are being ruled by a lawless band of thugs, what is your recourse?
Good question. Exactly.
That's an excellent question, because we are being ruled by a lawless group of thugs. And, you know, we talk a lot about it, and we try to do what we can. And until you know, I got caught up in the Ron Paul thing, and I'm about ashamed to say, but until Trump came along and, you know, they counted him out and the media attacked him, we didn't really have a voice. Like, I've never seen anyone come on and that's running for president and say the elections are rigged, the media is evil, they're liars, and these things that I know is true. So it's like a breath of fresh air, but I tell you, my faith is weak. I'm afraid that come November 8th, they will rig this thing off and sham it off with some of this 50.1, 49.9, Hillary wins by just some kind of squeaker, expect the American people to accept it. And my question is, will they? I don't know. Are we to the boiling point now, to where we're fed up to enough to for civil disobedience of some sort? I don't know. I just here in North Carolina, the people take it so well, until, you know, I'd have to hope that in states like Texas, maybe people would revolt. I don't know. What do you think, Doc and Ronnie?
I just fear that the people of the United States, and even in Texas, are so domesticated that they will not fight.
I agree. They're spoiled. They're used to conveniences.
A friend of mine, Johnny Johnson, used to say, he said, as long as they got a full belly, they're not going to fight. They're not going to complain.
Exactly.
Well, you know, on the news last night, they were showing how upset these groups were down at the Carolina Panthers Stadium, because apparently some of the property that they tailgate on is been removed. And this is the biggest story down in Charlotte. You're being white genocided, and that's not being discussed. But the biggest, you can't tailgate at a pregame football preseason football game, and that's leading off the evening news. And then, of course, after that was the whole litany of black crime. But I thought, you know, wow, this is, and that's the bread and circuses. Anything else you'd like to add, Ronnie? I'm going to try to give everybody some time. I think we've got one more caller on hold. Anything else you'd like to add?
No, sir. Just thank you. Keep doing the good shows. We do appreciate you, and it was very nice listening to your guests also. Thank you.
Hey, thank you so much. Let's go to Fred in Michigan. Again, if you'd like to call in, 512-716-1603, 1883, and 1897, a little different numbers tonight. Go ahead, Fred. Thanks for holding. What's on your mind?
Okay, several things. First of all, you're in North Carolina, Aaron. There's a true American patriot by the name of Bob Plimpton, P-L-I-M-P. E.O.N. Plimpton. He wrote a book entitled "You Were Born Free, Now You Can Live Free." You were born free, now you can live free. Only about 80-page paperback, the size of your hand, but it's loaded with stellar, liberatingly empowering information. And I admonish you to try to find it. And he is residing, if you will, living in North Carolina. Maybe through your network you could gain access to him. He would be a tremendous asset for you, Farron, and everyone you know, including your guest. Okay, that's the first thing. And again, P as in Paul, L, I, M, Mary, Paul, T. Tom, O. N. Nancy Plimpton, Bob Plimpton. Now, Tex Mars, who, in one of his interviews a couple months ago, was quoting excerpts from his latest book, Holy Serpent of the Jews, And as your guests may or may not know, there's a myriad different but totally interconnected Babylonian Talmudic, kosher Luciferian, communitarian lobbying groups. The most prominent is APAC, American Israeli Public Affairs Committee, to which the Don and Hildebeest Clintonista pledged their complete loyalty to. Okay, and each of them are of Talmudic Jewish lineage. They're equally surrounded and directed by same entities. Tex Mars mentioned the Jewish Policy Council, and the Jewish Policy Council is apparently a preeminent organization that controls immigration in this country, and their foremost priority, according to Tex Mars, is immigration, whether it be Africans or Central Americans, Asians. And their purpose in this is, of course, to prevent a cohesive, united, patriotic populace. Their obvious intent and goal is to establish competing hostile groups that view the us as their enemy. That's a central focus for them to divide and conquer. And Larkin, Texas, has brought up a fellow by the name of Jacques Derrida, D. David, E. Edward, R. Richard, I. D. David, A. Jacques Derrida, hyphen, father of our cultural breakdown. And in that treatise on the internet, which you just put in, Jacques Derrida, hyphen, father of our cultural breakdown, you will be able to read all of the principal tenets of this planned, premeditated cultural breakdown. And, of course, immigration is central to that. The other one is the anatomy of slave speak. The anatomy of slave speak. You put that into a search engine, and up pops everything you need to know. All of these, Sean Insanities, Bill Smiley, Glenn Bexter, and he's got a skull and bones. Tex Mars had a picture of Glennie Boy Bexter with a buckle, skull and bones buckle, on his waist at some gala festivity. So no matter who it is or what it is on Talmudic Radio or Talmud Vision TV, you pick the station, the network. They're all owned by, let's see, Bronfman, Murdoch, Newhouse, Redstone, Rockefeller, Rothschild. Those are your six Satanic, Babylonian, Talmudic, Kabbalah, Zohar, Freemasonic, Kosher, Luciferian, Bolshevik, Communitarian, Capitalist, supremacists that own the media, lock, stock, and barrel. And so what I say is, let's focus on the Evangelical Lutheran Church Association. I've heard sporadic reports on Talmud Radio, believe it or not, that they have organized this endeavor called Boycott, Divest, Sanction. Boycott, Divest, Sanction. So that has everything to do with anything Israeli or Jewish in this country. And that includes terminating the hundreds of billions of dollars in corporate welfare taxpayer donations to the satanic Israeli state. And it is satanic to the core. They are the perpetrators through JINSA, Jewish Institute for National Security Affairs, JINSA. That's the origin of Support Our Troops. If you've ever seen a sign, Support Our Troops, that's JINSA, their model, securing America, strengthening Israel. And that's where all these barbaric, militarized police tactics emanate. It's called the Law Enforcement Exchange Program through JINSA. That began in the 80s. These warrior cops are brainwashed that everyone that's not one of them is a goy, like the Jews in their Talmud.
I got to tell you,
everybody that's not
most
a,
of this.
Everybody that's not Jew is goyim.
We're almost out of time, Fred. I think we got one more break. Let's let Doc respond, and then I want to let Doc have some time to give contact information. So, thank Fred. We'll let Doc respond and give his contact information. We're almost out of time. Thanks for the phone call. Hang on, Doc. We'll talk about it on the other side of the break. You're listening to the Alternative Media Affair. Back in moments.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760. Or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
And we're back on the Alternative Media. Doc Green will be on Republic of Texas Radio tomorrow morning with Steve O'Brien, 8 to 10 Central Time. Doc, this is a short segment. It's only about 3.5 minutes. They are yours. You can respond to that, give out your contact information, whatever you would like. Go ahead, sir.
Well, first of all, I would like to get everybody to go to hashtag Amazing Doc Green Show. Just enter that in your browser. It'll take you to my YouTube channel. And you can get more information about the event we're going to have on September 3rd in Austin. And if you're listening and you're anywhere within 2 or 3 hours of Austin on September 3rd, I strongly urge you to drive on down. It's going to be a big party, but it's going to be a party with a point. And the more people we have there, the more able we're going to be able to make our point to the governor and to the legislators of Texas. So that's what we're trying to do mostly. As far as the, you know, the other gentleman was kind of rambling a bit, but as far as the militarization of the police force, you really need to look no farther than the fact that we're bringing in huge numbers of military guys into our police force. And the military outlook and the way you treat people is entirely different than what used to be the traditional police forcing. The old idea of protect and serve, the, for those of you that are old enough to remember, Car 54, where are you? That type of mentality where the cops were really your friend and they were there primarily to fight crime, that has kind of gone away, but I can't blame the Jews for that. That's a totally different issue. But I do want everyone to focus on the fact that our federal government is out of control. We are ruled by a lawless band of thugs. And the only salvation that we're likely to have is when the American people wake up and start to take steps to stop that. And that includes things like joining your local militia. That was how the constitutionalists envisioned it, was that everyone, every able-bodied man would be a member of a militia. And there's more to it than just running, jumping, and shooting. You know, we need people to do admin things. We need people to run background checks. We need people to make phone calls. We need people that can drive mom vans to get men and materials to different places. So I encourage everybody to find your local civilian militia and join it. And, Farron, with that, I'm just going to thank you for giving me the opportunity to be on your show tonight.
Hey, enjoyed having you. Very informative. We didn't really set up for it to run this long, but I'm glad you were able to join me because, you know, your event next Saturday, let me know. Send me an email or I'll stay in touch. I'll stay in touch with Steve. And I would like to, I'd like to know how it all turns out. And hopefully you'll have a great weather and a big turnout because every way that we can pour sand into the gears of this machine and stand up and let them know there's opposition, it's absolutely the right thing to do. Even though we may all have varying differences of opinions on some issues, we still have to come together. Because only together can we ever affect change. Only together can we affect change. And I want to thank you again, Doc Green. I will have you back on again soon. And, you know, stay in touch with me, and thanks again for joining me for an hour and a half. Really enjoyed it.
Well, I will do it, and we're going to live stream it on Facebook so everybody can participate vicariously.
Oh, beautiful, beautiful. Well, I will do my best to tune in the morning, and again, 8 to 10 Central Time, Republic of Texas with Steve O'Brien. Doc will be on with him tomorrow or today in some areas. And again, Raging Elephant Radio, 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. Central Time. And thanks again. Thanks so much.
You're certainly welcome. Have a good evening.
You have a good evening. I had had a couple of news stories. Probably other hosts have covered them. But until next week, this is Farron saying, when they come for your gold, give them a lead. And when they come for your guns, give them the bullets first. And God help us all.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutral neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.